Section 1, A History of West Virginia Government. West Virginia has had only two constitutions. The first, which took effect in 1863, provided the guidelines under which the new state's government was created. The second, written in 1872, has been in effect for over 130 years. The framers of the West Virginia Constitution of 1872 left no doubt that they understood the principle of federalism. In Article 1, the Constitution states, "The state of West Virginia is, and shall remain, one of the United States of America. The Constitution of the United States of America, and the laws and treaties made in pursuance thereof, shall be the supreme law of the land." The language found in the West Virginia Constitution clearly recognizes the federal government as the supreme authority. Most constitutions begin with a preamble, the introductory part of a document, a statement of purpose. West Virginia's Constitution, however, did not have a preamble until 1960. Principles of West Virginia Government. In addition to the principle of federalism, the West Virginia Constitution is based on the democratic principles of sovereignty, limited government, separation of powers, and checks and balances. The preamble to the West Virginia Constitution demonstrates the principle of sovereignty when it states, "We, the people of West Virginia, in and through the provisions of this Constitution, the people set up the government and are sovereign over it." In other words, the people are all-powerful, and government only exists with their consent. All powers come from and rest with the people. The West Virginia Constitution limits the power of government to the powers granted to it by the people. All government originates through the consent of the people for the good of the whole. The government is not above the law. It must exist under the rule of law. When the government violates the trust of the people can change it through the ballot box. The principle of separation of powers is based on the idea that too much power given to one person or a group of persons could threaten people's freedoms. According to the state constitution, the powers of West Virginia's government are divided among the legislative, executive, and judicial branches. The legislative branch is the lawmaking body for the state and consists of the House of Delegates and the Senate. The governor, as the head of the executive branch, enforces, executes, and administers the laws of the state. The judicial branch consists of the Supreme Court of Appeals and other state courts, which interpret and apply the laws of the state of West Virginia. To keep any one branch from getting too powerful, the West Virginia Constitution, like the United States Constitution, created a system of checks and balances. Each branch of government can use its powers to promote equality among the branches. For example, the legislature has the power to make laws, but the governor can veto these laws. In turn, the legislature can override a governor's veto by a majority vote in each house. The state Supreme Court can declare an act of the other branches unconstitutional. Amending the West Virginia Constitution. An important part of all constitutions is the amendment process. The West Virginia Constitution may be amended in one of two ways. The usual process begins in the legislature, where an amendment may be proposed in either house. If 2/3 of the members of each house of the legislature approve the proposed amendment, the issue is placed on the ballot to be approved or rejected by the voters of the state. If a majority of the voters ratify the amendment, it becomes a part of the state constitution and is in force from the time of the ratification. Amendments may also be made by a constitutional convention called for that purpose. Citizens of the state vote to select the delegates to the convention. The people must also vote to approve any amendments proposed by the delegates at that convention. Some amendments to the West Virginia Constitution have not changed the role of government, while others have had a great impact. An amendment in 1960 simply added a preamble to the Constitution. One passed in 1970 allowed the governor to serve two consecutive terms. Another amendment, passed in 2000, established a family court system.